listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Counts. An hour of Northern Soul, Rare Groove, Modbeat and forgotten gems from the 60s and early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. And now your host, Mod Marty.
Well, we were on a roll there for a while, at many shows in a row, but of course it's summer, and that means vacation. Everybody in my household goes to school. My wife's a teacher, so everybody gets the summer off, and the world changes in the summer. Except for me, because I still have to go back to work my 9-to-5, Monday to Friday job. Sent my 8-year-old daughter off to sleepover camp for the first time in her life. 4 nights away, so you know it's summer when your kids are going to camp. I just didn't think it was going to start so soon. So I may have missed a week, fair enough. But that certainly doesn't mean I haven't missed you and that I don't love you.
If I don't love you, baby, grits ain't grocery, eggs ain't poultry, and Mona Lisa was a man. Be a bride. I'd lie it on my baby, stay with my woman till I die. With a toothpick in my hand, I'd dig a 10-foot ditch and run off through the jungle, fighting lions with the switch. Because you know I love you, baby. Oh, you know I love you, baby. Yeah. Now if I don't love you, baby, I tell you, grits ain't grocery, eggs ain't poultry, and Mona Lisa was a man. On my feet, I'm trying to find my baby and bring her home with me. You better run into me, baby, and be convinced. If you run into me right now, woman, you ain't got no sense. Because you know I love you, baby. Oh, you know I love you, baby, yeah. Well, if I don't love you, baby, I'll tell you, grits ain't grocery, eggs ain't poultry, and Mona Lisa was a man. And Mona Lisa was a man.
this I see?
What's this I see?
Standing here before me, it's my baby.
It's my baby.
I'm so surprised.
I'm so surprised.
He's got tears in his eyes. It's my baby.
It's my baby.
I remember when he left, he said he found.
Got the ball rolling there with a Titus Turner pen track called Grits Ain't Groceries All Around the World. That's on the Checker label. After that, Dee Dee Warwick with the Clint Ballard classic You're No Good on Jubilee. And finally, a mod classic, June Conquest, What's This I See on Curtis Mayfield's Kurtom label, with the unmistakable sound of the Mayfield singers there in the background, including, of course, Leroy Hudson, who would take over from Curtis Mayfield when he left the Impressions and also recorded the vital LPs Hudson and Hudson 2, among so many others.
Thank you. That a man with a banana in his ear does not want you to notice his feet.
You promised me that you'd give me a date. I walked 30 miles and it ain't too late. My shoes are thin and my feet are sore. Another mile from you, I walk some more. Come on and tell me. So I'm just as well. What condition I'm in, this romance of yours, I surely gotta win. I never met a girl quite as pretty as you. You look so good, and that's a natural truth. So how does that love me, love? So how does that love me? Say it again. So how does that love me? Yeah. Come on and tell me. So how does that love me? Yeah. So how does that love me? Oh, oh. So how does that love me? Say it again, baby. So how does that love me? Got to sing the song. So how does that love me? Oh, baby. So how does that love me? Hey, yeah. So how does that love me? Somebody help me now. So
so I flipped over Boogaloo number 3 by Roy Lee Johnson to reveal this lovely soul ballad. So Anna Just Love Me, it's called. That's on the Josie label. Before that, The Exciters, Soul Motion on Shout, co-written by Burt Burns himself. Great composition with a straight-up nod to Jump Down, Turn Around, Pick a Bale of Cotton right there in the background. Fits in beautifully there. And yes, you heard it right. Baby Jean at the top of that set, If You Wanna, on the Stacy label.
Two. She's finished in her tub in her royal blue. Chicho Tiger. My Chicho Tiger. Hopped in my Tiger to go prowling all through the town.
Chicho Tiger,
go Chicho Tiger. To see how many stingrays and wolf bars that I could shut down.
Chicho Tiger,
go Chicho Tiger. The tiger gave a growl, I was quick with the stake. And now the other guys know my tiger is great. Chicho Tiger. Tiger. She's my tiger, you know what I mean. She's got the neatest growl that you've ever seen. Hey guys, you know what I mean. She's my Chicho Tiger, she's really got a hold on me.
Really got a hold on me.
Top of that set gave us the D-Men. I Just Don't Care is the name of that track. It's on the Veep label. The D-Men went on to become Fifth Estate. And after that, something gimmicky perhaps, but still entirely up my alley, as you can imagine, She's a Mod by Ray Columbus and the Invaders on the Zodiac label from Australia. That song is full of youthful exuberance and to me kind of captures the fun naivete of a young mod in Australia or England or wherever. Ray Columbus is actually from New Zealand and he is a television host and music manager and an entertainer. So much so, in fact, that in 1974 he got the OBE, the Order of the British Empire, from the Queen. So that's not nothing. Finished off that set with the Force 5 GTO Tiger. It's referring, of course, to the GTO Tiger. For a little while, GTO tried to turn their name into a nickname, GTO, which actually ends up sounding kind of weird. But they had this power car called the Tiger. And in an attempt, I think, to be sort of surf Beach Boys-y, this mod band wrote this song about a coming of age, probably first car. Homage to the GTO Tiger. If it was me, it would have been a song about a Vespa.
Oh,
To 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with your host Mod Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/OnTargetPodcast to keep up with the latest episodes of On Target and DJ events featuring Mod Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on iTunes, leave a comment and a rating.
Scorcher off the top, Prince Harold of Prince and Princess. Track called Baby You Got Me on the Mercury label. Bobby Lynn followed that with the classic Northern Soul track Earthquake on the Elf label. After that, Mary Wells, Use Your Head on 20th Century Fox.
Last night I dreamed that we were drifting apart. Now I'm begging, baby, please say you will set my mind at ease. I wanna be closer, closer, closer. Let me be.
Close, oh so close. count on. I knew I had a woman I could depend on. I knew I had somebody I could tell my troubles to. But time's got, when you said you didn't love me. You didn't love me. You didn't love me.
Cause you can't stop crying. Heartache seems to multiply. Your eyes just won't stay dry. Remember somebody else somewhere. Yeah, somebody somewhere. Somebody else somewhere. Need you.
So at the top of that set, I played a track which was written by Harvey Fuqua and Marvin Gaye, recorded here by Gladys Knight and the Pips as the B-side to Just Walk in My Shoes on the Soul label, which came out on the album Everybody Needs Love, but that track, the flip side, only came out on that 45. Now, Marvin Gaye recorded it, but that only came out on the album How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You. I prefer this version, except that the Marvin Gaye version has a lot of hand clapping that I think is the only thing that's missing from this version. If you know your history, you'll know Harvey Fuqua was the lead singer of The Moonglows back in the doo-wop days, and he brought on Marvin Gaye. And when he left The Moonglows, he went to Motown, and Berry Gordy wanted to hire him, and he said, "I'll only come if you bring Marvin Gaye as well." Not a bad decision on Berry Gordy's part. Marvin Gaye went on to be the superstar that he was, and Harvey Fuqua wrote masses of great music, so he decided to be the writing side, and Marvin, of course, was the voice, the looks, and the personality. So after that came Time Stopped by Marvin Smith on Brunswick. Marvin Smith had a short solo career, but he's most notably from the Artistics. Followed everything off with a quintessential Northern Soul anthem, Somebody Somewhere Needs You, Daryl Banks on Revelote.
Thank you. just a sympathy. The way you live, tell me you're the girl I got to have. Because I can't forget how you told me why. Ooh, baby, you blow my mind.
You know, if your president doesn't want instant analysis of his speeches, he shouldn't be given speeches that can be instantly analyzed.
Was a track by The Pop Workshop called Fairyland, released in the UK on the Page One label. I have that on a French pressing, Fontana. And I came across this letter that was written to Melody Maker magazine in 1968 when it came out. It reads, "So Chris Denning, Radio One's best of the new releases, thinks Pop Workshop's Fairyland is about gnomes, elves, pixies, and such like. May I respectfully suggest that if the good Mr. Denning cares to have another listen to the record, he would realize that the fairies in question are most certainly not the innocent little traditional fantasy figures he supposes, but characters of a far more real and unsavory nature." In other words, it's a drug song. Sandwich in the middle there was Paul Young, "Baby, You Blow My Mind" on the Philips label, and started everything off with the DJs, their version of Farmer John on Polydor International. And DJs are a London beat group that went for a 2-month tour in Sweden and ended up staying 5 years till they broke up. They did put out 2 LPs though, but it also explains why I thought that they were a Swedish band.
Oh, breaking those habits.
Otis Clay, Trying to Live My Life Without You on the High label out of Memphis, Tennessee. And then from Detroit on Westbound Records, Keep It Coming, Denise LaSalle. If you guys want to see any pictures of these records, follow me on Instagram, ModMarty, one word. Till next time, don't get too much sun. Make sure you enjoy your summer days. And for those of you on the other side of the globe, stay warm.
This has been On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count with your host, ModMarty. Join us every Saturday on 101.5 UMFM. Until next time, keep the faith.